The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, in the absence of Gareth Mullins, who's off on a culinary adventure in the Champagne region of France this week, we're joined by Gareth's co-host on the Dishing It Out podcast, Gary O'Hanlon, executive chef at the K Club, and he himself appearing at Taste of Kildare tomorrow.
That's right.
Gary, good morning and welcome.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. You have quite a posh recipe for us today, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, actually, I was only thinking that, you know, I had 20 chefs, Michelin star chefs from Switzerland last Saturday night in the K Club, and I made them this. And so it's still very accessible for the home cook, as fancy as it might sound, you know what I mean? But it was sweet corn. It's quite a late season in Ireland. There's not that many growers now, but there's still tons of people that actually grow them in their own little greenhouses and whatnot. But we used to have three or four growers, like wholesale growers, but the temperatures are just so erratic now that it's down to maybe one, you know what I mean? But it's a new season, sweet corn velouté, with the crab and chili nash. So going quite seasonal with this one. It's basically a fancy word for a soup, Pat. Okay.
Yeah, nage, of course, is à la nage, would be as in swimming. Yeah. Nage, swimming.
Yeah.
And you spent 5 years in France, so you know all that.
And you said that, yeah, we're always dropping in little French terms. And it's also like a word, like this is just going to be like a little quenelle almost on in the middle of the bowl, and then we'll pour the soup around it. But getting to the soup itself, about 8 or 9 corn in the cobs, and you're just going to strip them. And anybody that's never stripped a sweet corn, you're just going to get the full cob, you're going to rip off the outer husk, and then you're just going to take a knife right on the top of it and just drag it right down straight. And it just pops off the little kernels of sweet corn. About 8 of them, set it aside. You're going to need 1 or 2 onions, white onions, 2 celery stalks peeled and diced as well. Same with the onion, just diced up. Salt and white pepper for seasoning. About 150 grams of butter. 1 or 2 Knorr chicken stock cubes. If you have fresh chicken stock or vegetable stock, that's perfect. Lots of home cooks don't have it. We use the chicken stock, obviously, in the K Club when we're in the restaurants. But if you don't have it, the little stock cube is fine. About 100 grams of flour, 500 mils of water, and then 150 to 250 mils of cream. That'll always vary, as it depends on how rich you would like it to be. And for the crab, then, I'll leave the crab ingredients until the end because they're just all bound together. Yeah. But getting to the soup, then, you're going to heat a heavy base pot. Now, chefs will always say heavy base pots, Pat, because they don't burn. And especially when you're doing something with a roux, you want something that's quite thick. It doesn't burn easily. It gives you a wee bit of sort of security and flexibility. Like if you're not going to stand right at the pot, heat the butter, melt the butter, and then straight in with the onion and the celery, which is basically our mirepoix here. Normally you'd have carrots and leek as well, but we don't want it here because that'll affect colour. Just the onion and the celery, and then in with the sweet corn, salt and white pepper, and season what you see. Don't try to envisage the soup when it's finished. What you see in the pot is what you season, minus about 10%, I always say. Always leave room for more. Sweat that off, and that means to cook it without colour. You don't want to be tainting it or blackening the onion. Soften it all out. Bring it down. That'll take about 10-15 minutes. Then, if you're going to use the stock cubes, drop them in now at this point. Whisk them in quickly to melt them, and then in with the flour. Mix the flour around. That's going to create like quite a thick roux at this point, and then just have that simmer on a low heat for about 5 to 10 minutes. The longer you cook out that flour at this point, the quicker your soup will cook at the other end. So then heat up your water or your stock at this point and then pour it in. Now, the mixture is going to be all kind of lumpy or whatever. You're going to just continually just moving that with like a wooden spatula or a whisk or whatever. As it heats, then it starts to thicken and it starts to emulsify and it'll come together. At that point, it should be too thick. You should be looking at a soup that's too thick because I want to leave room for the cream then. Okay. So you cook that out and simmer that out, probably like 30 minutes to 40 minutes on a really low heat, mixing it. Bringing, I always say like a wooden or plastic spatula so that you're rubbing the bottom of the pot all the time, that no sediment is sticking to it, and it's going to eventually come up to heat. In with the cream and then in with a hand blender to blend it all together. Pass that through a sieve, and then at that point you may need that a little bit more cream, salt and pepper to adjust the consistency. You're tasting all the time at that stage, okay? And then for the crab nage, okay? So just buy crab meat, lump crab meat, and about 250 grams of crab meat. That's going to do 5 or 6 little bowls of the soup. Zest of half a lime, juice of half a lime, two or three chives sliced extremely fine, about a half an inch piece of red chili, again diced extremely, we call it a brunoise, it's called extremely fine dice, okay, and then about a tablespoon of sour cream, all those ingredients into a bowl, bind them all together, and then a tiny little touch of salt and white pepper. Taste again at that point, okay? And then you're just going to do a little fancy quenelle. If you can't quenelle, that's almost getting a little dome shape with two dessert spoons.
I watch it on MasterChef all the time.
So give it a wee go. That's a perfect time to try a quenelle pot. And if not, just a spoon in the middle of a bowl, and then you're lovely. You should have a lovely velvety texture of the sweet corn velouté then, or soup, in and around that. And that's a beautiful taste of Ireland at this time of year, Pat.
And if you serve that up, it's not that difficult to do.
Not at all.
You have to watch the soup as it's cooking, of course, but not difficult to do. Imagine how you impress your guests with that.
Yeah. And the key thing to do there is if you've got five or six people for dinner, you drop it down with your bowl with the crab quenelle right in the centre, and then
pour.
And then you pour tableside. If you want to kick it up a couple of notches, that's the difference between good and great and fancy and show. Going off maybe.
Service? Yes, chef. Okay, Gary, thank you very much for joining us. Gary O'Hanlon, executive chef at the K Club and co-host of the Dishing It Out podcast with Gareth Mullins.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.